All right, it is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you failed to stay up for the end of the Oscars last night, you missed the big the big event. The thing that's never happened on the Oscars before. Joining us right now is film critic Ryan J. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. A pretty good show up until that happened. Give us your estimation of what happened, and do we know yet exactly how that Oscar flub happened?
Well, we know how it happened. We just don't know who's to blame at this point. But basically, there are duplicate copies of the cards and envelopes that have the winners printed on them. So while Emma Stone was shortly on record after the telecast saying that she and her publicist still had in hand the Emma Stone Best Actress La La Land card, you could tell when Warren Beatty was about to announce Best Picture, something was up. He was hesitant to the point where he didn't even say anything. He shows the card to Faye Dunaway, who just sees La La Land and runs with it before even reading the full card and taking in what was happening in the moment. Of course, Moonlight won Best Picture instead, and creating a very awkward moment where they have to graciously hand over the statues from La La Land to Moonlight. But we don't know whether Warren grabbed the wrong duplicate card or if someone handed him the wrong card. According to the LA Times this morning, someone was quoted as saying, a stagehand off stage saying, "Oh my God, he has the wrong card." So we don't know when that was said, but somebody will never be working in that town again.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody's going to have to be blamed for that. Probably not going to be Jimmy Kimmel, although he was the one that fell on the sword and said, "Hey, don't worry, I'm never coming back to this show again. It was all my fault." Pretty self-deprecating about the whole thing. And yet, I don't know what you think, Ryan, I thought he did a pretty good job last night.
I thought he was fantastic. I really didn't know what to expect because we've never seen him do something that big before. But he poked a lot of fun at his, BFF, Matt Damon throughout the show. That was really great. Bringing in the tour bus was a really fun moment. Seeing the food fall from the ceiling, he handled really well. And Jimmy Kimmel just really kept the pacing going and the comedy going. He certainly addressed the elephant in the room with some light political humor there. And it was all very well done.
I thought it was just the perfect tone and the perfect pacing, and I would be surprised if they don't ask him to come back because it was a good job.
Yeah,
you mentioned that
he may come back. It'd be interesting.
You mentioned the tour bus. This was, I didn't see this. I've seen some clips of it. Explain what exactly happened with that. What was that all about?
Well, apparently, and if we're to believe that they weren't actors, there was a live tour going through downtown LA and Hollywood. That they kind of hoodwinked and said, "We're going to stop along the way and visit this landmark space." And they walked them into the audience, the front row of the Oscars. Well, I just thought it was ridiculous or funny because these were a group of people who cared the least about actually watching the Oscars. Yeah. Suddenly they're live in the audience. It was a really great moment, but it dragged on a little bit long.
Yeah, the audience were good sports. I mean, right from the beginning with that big dance number that Justin Timberlake did where he incorporated the audience a lot, and obviously the audience is made up of celebrities. They're used to being on camera, but I thought the audience was more a part of the show this year than it usually is.
It's true. I think that this year really made up for the fact that the last couple years really dragged and was kind of boring and lacked a lot of energy. Last year especially, the Oscars had these awkward factoids, this really inappropriate and annoying exit music that played as people walked off the stage, and a real lack of musicality. So starting the show last night with Justin Timberlake, that great energy that just we could feel through the TV screen, and also John Legend's performance and the young star from Moana hitting a home run with her performance, it really... there was a lot of energy. Also, the food falling from the ceiling, like the Hunger Games, I thought kept the crowd in the live audience kind of engaged. And again, we feel that energy right through the TV screen.
Ryan, what about the awards themselves? I thought they were pretty evenly distributed. A lot of years, there's one film that takes a slew of awards. This year, they were pretty evenly handed out, weren't they?
It's true. Some of the technical awards going to Hacksaw Ridge, I thought was very interesting. But then... Manchester by the Sea winning screenplay, Moonlight winning screenplay. That was the first sign that Moonlight was on track to take home the top prize. And as far as the acting prizes go, they were all really on target with who experts were predicting to win. These people kind of swept award season all season long, so no major surprises there.
All right. Well, all in all, a good show, and the awards are over and done with for another year. What would you, I don't know, if you had to critique the show itself, what would you say?
I loved it. I mean, I just think it's really crazy what happened with that mistake at the end. I can't imagine producing something as large as the Oscars and some moment like that being as messed up as it was. So that's going to be something we'll talk about for the rest of our lives.
No doubt about it. And you could just see the confusion in the room and on stage, too, as you had one large group of people that they had to get off stage, another large group of people to get on. And at first, everybody thought it was a joke, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, just, you know, in tone with the evening, which was so fun and funny. And I love that shortly thereafter, Billy Crystal tweeted, "Amazing ending. Wish this had happened on Election Day." M. Night Shyamalan tweeted, "I wrote the ending of the Academy Awards 2017. Of course, he's the writer-director known for putting a twist in all of his movies. So, you know, it's really something.
That is funny. Good stuff indeed. Ryan, we appreciate your time. By the way, where can we find you online if we want to follow you?
My website is ryanjreviews.com, and I update it every week. I tell you what to see, stream, or skip at the movies.
All right. We appreciate that. Thanks, Ryan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.